Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to tell you, today is a very important day in the history of us as a people, as a society. Very important.
Yeah. What is it?
Today is that day that those random text messages, the calls of people pounding on your door should stop. A very important day.
All right, let's go.
In our history. Thank God.
Listen, I missed Adrian's call yesterday because I had my phone on silent from all the political calls that I've been getting. I think I missed a couple calls, actually.
What were y'all doing behind my back?
Throwing you a surprise party. No, just kidding.
They should stop. All that stuff should stop. Here's the part that I don't get. Do you get those? Oh, I delete them and block them, so I don't think I can read any of them to you. But do you get those random calls like, hello, I haven't talked to you in a long time?
Yeah, they trick you.
What's their angle?
For you to say, hey, who is this? Or, hey, what's up? I don't know, because I fall for it. I'm like,
do
hey.
You really?
Yeah.
Because you're like,
stop.
You're like, thank God you love me.
You're like, hey, how have you been? It's been a long time. I'm like,
which
thanks,
I get
girl,
that.
Who is this?
Well,
you're
right,
like,
right. You know why?
The Democratic Party.
You know why? Because you're not. I have an extra layer of crust on me that you don't have. Like, I almost fall for it, and then I go, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And I don't need, like, I've already kind of tightened my circle in.
Sure.
So if you're not already there and I don't have your name in my phone.
Yeah,
then,
you know.
Yeah, then pound sand. You can come forward and say, you know, who you are. But they've even said this too, like, hey, this is Jennifer. But it's been a long time. How are you?
Yeah, they make you seem like you're friends.
Right. But what's the angle? I don't get it. What's their point?
I don't know. Maybe if you
say
get
friendly with you to then finesse into whatever they're trying to get you to, whatever side they're trying to get you on. And then probably the worst part for you guys is you can have someone who's, hey, I was a tour drive 6 years ago, and they'll remember everything. But obviously you got a lot of people that you talk to. So that's the problem for you guys, I can imagine.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to come to me with details.
Yeah. Hello, how are you is enough detail for me, apparently.
Yeah, you're like, great.
That's so nice. How are you?
I love you. Come to my house.
And can I say something that I'm so upset that our phones, like, Chet, me and you could have a conversation off mic about our breakfast, and you mentioned cereal. Yes. And for the rest of the day, if I'm on YouTube, if I'm on my phone, I'm going to get ads of cereals and stuff.
That's a different.
So my phone should know that I voted. Stop showing me all this stuff. I already put in my vote. Leave me alone,
that's
please.
But that's social media versus
people,
text,
actually.
Yeah.
I still don't get it, though. Like, eventually, are you telling me that eventually if I did it, if I answered one, maybe I should answer one of these things. Hey, how are you? So I don't know what I would say back. It all sounds creepy when you say it out loud. Eventually, are they asking me for money?
I don't know. I feel like everybody's asking for money.
Yeah, money, like, or a vote.
This is what I'm saying. How does this play out? I don't think it's political. The, hey, it's Jennifer, how are you today? Or I haven't seen you in a long time. Political, they just come right out and say it. They just go, so-and-so's. You know, all of a sudden, and I don't know how your phone does this, but all of a sudden, it'll start playing the music and they'll be like, so-and-so's a horrible person and they like to kick puppies on the street.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
No, I'm listening to you. I thought you were going to keep going with it.
Why are you taking this so seriously right now? You know this is a show where it's comedy.
Wait, is it?
Apparently not. Strike one. 0-1. Hey, happy election day. Get out and vote today. No matter who you're voting for, just go do it.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I have to tell you, this is another one of those that I'm like, no, this is obvious, right?
Okay.
But isn't that generally when we have the best conversations?
Of course.
When I go, there's really only one answer to this, right? Apparently not. First of all, Courtney says, first of all, I want to say, love your show. Faithful listener ever since I moved here 5 years ago. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
The real reason I'm reaching out, LOL, I need a little advice. So I was going to throw this into relationship rehab because that's probably where it belongs, right? And then I went,
okay,
first pick, maybe, because there's only one answer, right?
I don't know.
Could you hear my eye roll a second ago? Because it felt, I could in my head. I met a really good guy on a dating app, says Courtney. We've already been on 3 dates. Everything's going really well. My problem is, and this is the awkward part, I'm 9 weeks pregnant.
Oh, no.
Now, before you paint me as a hoochie, that's how I can tell. That's how I can tell she listens to the show because she knows I say hoochie.
Yeah.
Before you paint me as a hoochie, I broke up with my old boyfriend about 2 months ago and just recently found out I'm expecting.
Oh.
I told my ex he's not crazy about it. I'm very excited to be having a baby.
Okay, good.
Well, that's good. That's
thank God.
That's helpful.
Uh-huh.
I also understand that my ex will probably not be a huge part of this process. So this will all become obvious in a few months. But at what point do I have to tell the new guy that I'm expecting? I'm not showing yet. Probably won't be for a while. I really like this guy. Don't want to scare him away. I know that sounds dumb, but that's true.
I think it's so obvious.
It's always, really? It's always, well, see, it's always different for me when I say it out loud.
Yeah.
Obviously, if we're still together in 3 months, he'll figure it out.
Oh my God.
Here's the really weird yet really cool part. I think he can handle it. But obviously, I'm not 100% sure. Do I have to tell him now? Okay, can I just peel back?
Yeah.
Are we all just saying, yes, you have to tell him now?
Yes.
Are we all saying it?
1,000,000%. Yes.
Okay, but do you? Hold on. Hold on. Do you? Let's bring in some outside help.
Okay.
Do I have to tell him now or keep it light for now?
Oh, God.
See, it's all in the delivery, isn't it? Keep it light for now and wait to drop this on him if things get more serious. Because if they don't get serious, why go through all the pain and heartache? You know what I'm saying? If you get to the point, you know, maybe it's not a thing.
Yeah, I hear that.
What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, third date. Know what I'm saying?
He's about to.
And that could also be a deciding factor.
Yeah.
Third date. Do we all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we do.
Good. Gonna make a hand signal.
He's bound to find out.
Yes,
Adrian, here's the hand signal. Look at me. Look me in my eyes. 702-364-9898. We've got tickets for Tyler, the Creator. Do you want them?
Fun.
Gonna need your help on this. The Chromacopia Tour, the World Tour, as a matter of fact, with special guests, Little Yachty in Paris, Texas, at MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, March 7th, 702-364-9898. So we're leaning heavily. This is the only reason I'm doing this one. We're all leaning heavily towards You Gotta Tell Him.
Yes.
But do ya?
Yeah.
No, I, yeah, no, I'm them. Mm-hmm. No, you're, I see your feet getting even, your heels
yeah,
getting
no,
more
I just bit my
in.
Lips. I'm not saying anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear what they have to say.
I just bit my lip on in solidarity.
Thank you.
I just did. I don't know why. 702-364-9898, caller number 25. Let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so we're reasonably well dug in at this point, but.
Yes.
Hang on. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Alex Martinez from South Point.
The defenseman for the Golden Knights?
No.
Could you imagine?
Who now plays in Chicago?
But just as awesome.
Oh, that was Alec, I believe, but I don't know. No, it was Alex. It was Alex. What up, Alex?
What up? Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's walk through this really quick. So Courtney's having a baby. She's been on 3 dates with this new guy. Her ex got her pregnant. She's 9 weeks pregnant now. She just kind of, you know, confirmed what's happening. Broke up with her old boyfriend 2 months ago. She's been on 3 dates with this guy. Here's the long and the short of it. Do you have to tell the guy right now, the new guy?
That she's pregnant with the other guy?
What else? What else would we tell him?
Yeah.
What else do you want to tell him?
Well, I mean, maybe she should just say that it's not the right time for them to be in a relationship, that she needs to do some self-discovery.
I think she does think it's the right time for them to be in a relationship. Here's her deal. She's going, I don't know if I need to tell him yet, because I don't know where this thing is going. Mm-hmm. It seems good, but do I want to ruin what might be a really great relationship by telling this guy that I'm pregnant? She's pretty sure he can handle it, but she doesn't know. So she's saying, because we're all, again, team tell him now.
Yes.
Right? Team tell him now.
Yes.
Team tell him now, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Okay.
But does she have to tell him now? Alex Martinez, former Golden Knights defenseman.
I mean, if it was me, I would, because if the shoe was on the other foot and she found out later on that it was him being deceitful, she would not be as willing to be forgiving. Now, if she thinks that he is willing to forgive her, then she needs to give him the opportunity to figure that out on his own and not her make that choice for him.
Yeah, but if it's for your own good, you know what I mean? Like, look at this beautiful relationship.
Selfish. If you're doing it for yourself, though, I mean, it's almost being selfish, because in a relationship, there's two people, not just one.
I was just trying to find a way through. Just for fun. I was just playing devil's advocate.
I mean, if you want to be honest, I mean, like, I might wait a minute, because you don't even know what's going to happen.
Alex! Stop it right now!
I knew it!
Honest? Like, I don't know.
I knew it! There was another way! I knew somebody would break.
What if they date for a minute, and turns out to be some nut job, and it doesn't work out, and then she... Yeah. You know, stress yourself out for nothing.
No way, you guys.
That's what I said. See, now here's the thing.
You still got to get to know the person. You don't know who you're dating. I mean, sometimes, hey, you could date somebody for a minute and they seem perfect, and out of the blue, they, you know, turn out to be some Fruit Loop. But, I mean, you never know that. But if they've only had a little bit, maybe they should get to know each other a little bit better. Because what if they both figure out, like, hey, this isn't what we want? And then she started to fight for nothing.
It
could go both ways.
I think, Alex, is how people really think. I think you say up front, you go, oh, I demand complete honesty. But honesty is hard. Honesty takes a lot of guts. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared emotionally to be that honest. And then on the other side, you got the people of, well, I just tell it how it is. And generally, those people are jerks.
Well, yeah, you guys, but it's not like a little secret that of the fetish she likes. It's a baby.
Right. But...
But it's not here yet either, so the baby's still baking, so it's not here yet.
No!
We haven't seen any of the drama.
Listen.
So they can come later on, but at the same time, I mean, yes, you do have to be honest, and there are those people who are like, honesty up front, but are you ready for what you're going to hear on the other end?
Yeah, do you want this guy to just go, all right, peace out, see you later, when there still might be a future? I don't know. Listen.
I mean, most guys would peace out and say, I'm out anyway. I mean, if you find out that the girl that you're dating, probably. I mean, there's very few men who would actually step up to the plate and be somebody else's father, which is an amazing man, because any guy could be a father, but it takes, any guy could be a dad, but it takes an amazing human being to be a father.
That's right.
Yeah.
I read that. When I was a stepfather, people said that.
You know, you choose that. You choose that. I mean, he should be able to be given the choice.
Look at this one.
Love you, Alex.
Listen, I just love the other side of it. It doesn't. Right,
oh,
wrong,
I mean, I
different.
Do too. Who doesn't love that?
It's like
Alex popped off this morning,
dude. It's like politics. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're not going to change my mind, but okay, you believe what you believe.
Well, there's a gray. There's plenty of gray right now.
I think there's gray. You know me. You know
gray.
Me. I have very strong opinions, but there's always shades of gray. There's always, I'm always
100%.
Sure. I'm 100% tell.
Yeah, you're no way.
Defeat Duggan.
Yeah, you're no way. Uh-huh. Michaela was never going to have her mind changed. And, yeah, I get that. Have fun at Tyler, the Creator.
Oh my God, really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were giving us all that for free? Good for you.
Oh my God,
that.
I thought we was just talking. I was like, hey, good cheese man in the morning.
This is what I'm saying to you. And now you got Tyler, the Creator tickets. So congratulations.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My son is going to die right now. He's actually dying in the car right next to me.
Oh, yeah,
for a different reason.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, is she really here?
She is.
She is. An auntie, double now. Double auntie.
Come on.
Double auntie, Lindsay Pennefell.
Hi, auntie.
Hi.
Hi, double auntie.
Yes, I am.
That baby girl's beautiful.
This is why we can't get a hold of her.
Yeah.
That's why she couldn't we couldn't get a hold of her. Well, you weren't having the baby. Answer your phone.
I somehow put on silent.
Yeah. So Carson is three, and there's a new baby girl that your sister had?
Yes.
And baby's name?
Baby's name is Charlie Ann Meggs.
Adorable.
So cute.
Charlie spelled which way?
Like the Charlie.
Nice.
Cutie mama.
Nice. Hot. She has no choice but to be hot.
Not 2 days old.
Seriously, a girl named Charlie. What are you going to do? Seriously, you can't help it. You can't help it. There's expectation.
Yeah,
now,
she is.
All 10 fingers, all 10 toes, everything good?
Everything came out completely different than it had been this entire pregnancy, and it is a blessing. She is adorable, and she is now home.
I'm not sure I know what that means, and I'm not sure I want to, but I'm glad everything's okay. It's good.
Yeah.
We, of course. Not just me, selfish. So on top of that, there was a cryptic message that I got from you Thursday about justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Which, by the way, corporate guy came in from Denver yesterday and was very impressed by our involvement with Justice for Reba.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty great. So you got us bonus points with the boss.
Thanks, Auntie.
Pretty cool. We were just like, hey, you know, sorry, we're just doing our duty. Just doing our civic duty. Are we nudging potentially closer to justice for Reba?
We are definitely nudging. What they were looking out for is a DNA sample from us, which leaves us to, you know, there's an open-ended thought process there. And of course, when we push for more, they say they are getting closer, but it's an open investigation and don't tell us more than that.
Well, again, this is one of those things. Here's the upside and the downside to having this be so public. because now there's a lot of people that are excited about it, and they don't want to. You know, I'm speaking unofficially, like I know something, but I don't. But I would imagine that their deal is, if we're going to do this, we got to nail them. You know, they've got to bring it home.
Yeah.
So they're going to work harder to make sure that this thing is locked up tight. Mm-hmm. So that's
absolutely.
It. So it'll take a while, but that's good.
And that's okay.
That's
yeah.
So that's good. So they're asking for, so what did they ask for?
If we had some of her fur.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great dateline of them.
Did you have to open up the...
Love it.
I don't know if you guys heard that. She said, very dateline of them. That's funny. I wish I could do that guy's voice. The Morrison guy.
Try it.
Keith Morrison. I'd have to listen to it. If I listened to it, I could do it.
Okay.
Because he kind of has this, where his voice goes up.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about things.
Very inquisitive.
Yeah, very inquisitive. Maybe. Everything is a question mark. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you have to break open the little thing that they give you when they come home from the vet, where you have the little the little tuft of fur and their paw print?
Aww.
Oh, they read the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah,
thing.
We let them know what we have, so and they are good with what we have.
Good,
so.
good.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. Fingers crossed that this continues to move forward, and that maybe, just maybe, one day I would love nothing more. Then they have to write the check that we have pledged
yes.
for justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
And don't forget, we have our
pickleball.
Oh, that's right.
Pickleball.
We love it.
You guys are.
Well, we love it. We're supportive.
Jump on board.
Should have said it too, Adrian.
No, tell us more. Pickleball. What?
So our Justice for Reba first annual pickleball tournament. It is Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 9. We need people to sign up to come and play pickleball. So we've taken on co-ed doubles, it's $190 per team, so it's $95 per person. And there's going to be games, T-shirts, Justice for Reba magnets, trophies for the winners, and all kinds of things like sample driving Teslas and all kinds of fun things going on.
What?
Adoptable dogs.
Yeah.
I'm told if this sways anybody, I'm told that pickleball is the way to meet people. Because it's physical, but it's not like as physical as playing tennis.
Yeah.
And you meet hot, young, in shape people that are playing pickleball. So you should probably have a singles division as well. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll be like a little mingle for everybody.
Random. Or you can sign up as a single and we'll pair you with somebody else.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you only got to play one game with them just in case they suck. But you know.
You can come to watch too. You can come in as a spectator. I think it's like $35.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you could be a pickle bunny.
Cute.
You know what I mean? They call girls that hang out at hockey rinks puck bunnies. That's the nice way to put it.
And then buckle bunny at rodeos.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. All right.
I go.
Pickleball on the 23rd as we continue our never-ending quest for justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba!
Yeah, feel free. No, feel free. Yeah, yell
Reba.
It out. All right. Have a great day, Auntie. Thank you for your time.
Bye, Auntie.
Get out there and vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
And follow Vegas Pet Rescue Project on social and follow 985 KLUC because we got all that stuff too. So yesterday, in a shocking turn of events, honestly, didn't you think Kim Phillips was going to go?
1,000,000%.
She was the Terminator, Kim Phillips from the East Side. She was the Terminator. She couldn't be beat. She would answer, hello, I am Kim. And just Kim, she would buzz in like that, Kim. And then she would answer the question. And we thought there was nobody that was going to beat her. And Michelle Duong from Cadence came in and said, not so fast.
Uh-huh.
She's our new champion. She'll defend her new title. We're going to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for Daniel Tosh tickets right after Teddy Swims. Hang on one second.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Oh, the big debate started over the weekend even about, oh, is it time for Christmas music? Is it not time for Christmas? Whatever. You do whatever you want. You want to listen to Christmas music in July? Do you? But it's also, it's like CrossFit. It's like vegetarianism. It's like, I'm sure there's one other thing I'm missing. But like, we don't have to hear about it. Nobody has to know that you're listening to Christmas music. It's fine. But know this, the Queen of Christmas is coming in hot this year. She's frustrated. She's not happy.
Why?
Mariah Carey finally nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is weird because she's been eligible for like almost a decade.
Yeah. I mean, I actually thought she already was. So it's more surprising that she isn't.
Right. That's the part that blows my mind, too. Mm-hmm. Is like, how has this been? Now, I also get that they've, when you go Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that there are those, she's not rock and roll.
Yeah, but then there was points made that like, well, Dolly Parton,
Cher,
well, other singers.
They're starting mm-hmm. to, and it's really more of like a music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So she's got 19 Billboard number one hits.
Oof.
She's one behind the Beatles.
Wow.
That was, they based that on the whole residency that she did here, which literally, it was so much fun. I got to host the day that she did the big opening for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept circling around in these pink open-topped cars. And we did this thing about each song. And she just kept, she kept showing up over and over and waving. And it was fantastic.
Oh, I love her.
My voice was hoarse at the end of it. Because it's 19 number one hits.
Yeah, of course.
It was amazing. And she goes, well, okay. So she's finally talked about it the first time, mm-hmm. about being snubbed. Literally. And she goes, my thoughts are, well, I got nominated, but I didn't get in. And everybody was calling me going, I think you're getting in. And I was so excited about it. Then it didn't happen. My lawyer got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before me. Her lawyer is one of the founders of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and used to represent Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, and Elton John. And he's been in since 2022. Put the Queen of Christmas in. Just do it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's how you win me up there.
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, is she really here?
She is.
Oh.
She is.
an ante, double now, double ante.
Come on.
Double ante, Lindsay Pinnafell.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi.
Hi, double ante.
Yes, I am.
The okay, baby so girl's beautiful.
This is why we can't get a hold of her.
Yeah.
So she couldn't get a, we couldn't get a hold of her. Well, you weren't having the baby. Answer your phone. Well,
I somehow put it on silent.
Yeah. So Carson is three, and there's a new baby girl that your sister had?
Yes.
And baby's name?
Baby's name is Charlie Ann Meggs.
Adorable.
So cute.
Charlie spelled which way?
Like the Charlie.
Nice.
Cutie mama.
Nice. Hot. She has no choice but to be hot.
Not 2 days old.
Seriously, a girl named Charlie. What are you going to do? Seriously, you can't help it. You can't help it. There's expectation.
Yeah, now, she is.
All 10 fingers, all 10 toes. Everything good?
Everything came out completely different than it had been this entire pregnancy, and it is a blessing. She is adorable, and she is now home.
I'm not sure I know what that means, and I'm not sure I want to, but I'm glad everything's okay. It's good.
Yeah.
We,
of collectively, course, of course.
Glad. Not just me, selfish. So on top of that, there was a cryptic message that I got from you Thursday about justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
Which, by the way, a corporate guy came in from Denver yesterday and was very impressed by our involvement with Justice for Reba.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty great. So you got us bonus points with the boss.
Thanks, Auntie.
Pretty cool. We were just like, hey, you know, sorry, we're just doing our duty. Just doing our civic duty. Are we nudging potentially closer to justice for Reba?
We are definitely nudging. What they were looking out for is a DNA sample from us, which leaves us to, you know, there's an open-ended thought process there. And of course, when we push for more, they say they are getting closer, but sure, it's an open investigation and don't tell us more than that.
Well, okay. Again, this is one of those things. Here's the upside and the downside to having this be so public. Because now there's a lot of people that are excited about it, and they don't want to, you know, I'm speaking unofficially like I know something, but I don't. But I would imagine that their deal is, if we're going to do this, we got to nail them. You know, they've got to bring it home.
Yeah.
So they're going to work harder to make sure that this thing is locked up tight. Mm-hmm. So that's
absolutely
it. So it'll take a while. But that's good.
And that's okay.
That's good. So they're asking for, so what did they ask for?
If we had some of her fur.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great Dateline of them.
Did you have to open up the...
Love it. Love
very, I don't know if you guys heard that. She said, very Dateline of them. That's funny. I wish I could do that guy's voice. The Morrison guy.
Try it.
Keith Morrison. I'd have to listen to it. If I listened to it, I could do it.
Okay.
Because he kind of has this where his voice goes up.
Uh-huh.
And he talks about things.
Very inquisitive.
Yeah, very inquisitive. Maybe. Everything is a question mark. Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you have to break open the little thing that they give you when they come home from the vet, where you have the little little tuft of fur and their paw print?
Aww.
Oh, they read the rainbow bridge.
Yeah,
thing
we let them know what we have. So, and they are good with what we have.
Good.
So. Good.
Good. Good. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Fingers crossed that this continues to move forward, and that maybe, just maybe, one day I would love nothing more. Then they have to write the check that we have pledged for justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba.
And don't forget, we have our pickleball.
Oh, that's right.
Pickleball.
We love it.
You guys are.
Well, we love it. We're supportive.
Jump on board.
Should have said it too, Adrian.
No, tell us more. Pickleball. What?
So, our Justice for Reba first annual pickleball tournament. It is Saturday, November 23rd from 5 to 9. We need people to sign up to come and play pickleball. So we've taken on co-ed doubles, it's $190 per team, so it's $95 per person. And there's going to be games, T-shirts, Justice for Reba magnets, trophies for the winners, and all kinds of things like sample driving Teslas and all kinds of fun things going on.
Wow.
Adoptable dogs.
Yeah.
I'm told if this sways anybody, I'm told that pickleball is the way to meet people. Because it's physical, but it's not like as physical as playing tennis.
Yeah.
And you meet hot, young, in shape people that are playing pickleball. So you should probably have a singles division as well. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'll be like a little mingle for everybody.
Random. Or you can sign up as a single and we'll pair you with somebody else.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you only got to play one game with them just in case they suck. But you know.
You can come to watch too. You can come in as a spectator. I think it's like $35.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you could be a pickle bunny.
Cute.
You know what I mean? They call girls that hang out at hockey rinks puck bunnies. That's the nice way to put it.
And then buckle bunny at rodeos.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, I think that'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, then.
I'd go.
Pickleball on the 23rd as we continue our never-ending quest for justice for Reba.
Justice for Reba!
Yeah, feel free. No, feel free. Yeah, yell
Reba.
It out. All right. Have a great day, Auntie. Thank you for your time.
Bye, Auntie.
Get out there and vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
And follow Vegas Pet Rescue Project on social and follow 985 KLUC because we got all that stuff too. So yesterday, in a shocking turn of events, honestly, didn't you think Kim Phillips was going to go?
1,000,000%.
She was the Terminator, Kim mm-hmm. Phillips from the East Side. She was the Terminator. She couldn't be beat. She would answer, hello, I am Kim, and just Kim. She would buzz in like that, Kim, and then she would answer the question. And we thought there was nobody that was going to beat her. And Michelle Duong from Cadence came in and said, not so fast.
Uh-huh.
She's our new champion. She'll defend her new title. We're going to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for Daniel Tosh tickets right after Teddy swims. Hang on one second.
Three, two, one, let's go.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is Michelle Duong, who, by the way, is the first winner from Cadence.
Yes.
Which, if you're not familiar, it's on the way out to Lake Las Vegas. If you're headed towards the lake,
uh-huh.
It's on the left.
Yeah.
Before you get to Lake Las Vegas.
I had to drive towards that area yesterday, and I saw Cadence on a billboard, and I was like, hi!
That's it!
I did! I got so excited.
Can I tell you secretly, that's what I want people to do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God, that's it! That's where Michelle lives. I can see her house from here.
Exactly.
It's great. It's awesome.
Nice.
So you're feeling good, feeling strong, ready to go?
Yeah.
Who is Michelle's challenger, Adrian?
We've got Amy Portillo, Penwood Arville is
Penwood
across street.
Arville.
She's saying West Side.
Yeah, it's yeah, yeah.
Okay.
West Las Vegas. We were told you can't say West Side necessarily because lest you be confused with historic West Side.
Sure.
So we could say West Las Vegas. Honestly, that's not. It's the other side of Sahara from your neighborhood, Michaela.
Yeah.
Michaela's down like old school Scotch 80s and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. Rancho Loki.
Yeah, and she's on the other side of Sahara.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clark High School.
But yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Did you Arville. Go to school with Jimmy Kimmel?
No, I mean, not with him, but yeah.
Yeah, same room, same teachers.
Same vibes.
Yeah, checked out the same books at the library, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Same incredible education.
Oh, yeah.
We know how brilliant you are.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like you've played this game before? I'm searching the 5-time champions list to see if you're on that. I don't see your name there. Have you played this game before, Amy?
No, I haven't.
Have we talked to you before?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you seem familiar. Yeah. I got a whole thing of Wu Jia Day. Everybody, everybody buzz in with your name. Make sure to wait until we call on you before you answer, because you may think you got in first, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This season one American Idol winner turned talk show host will host NBC's
Michelle.
Amy.
It's Michelle.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson! Mm-hmm. Like Steve Carell did in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Kelly Clarkson!
Oh my God, I loved that scene. I love that movie, actually.
And by the way, Kelly Clark, we love Kelly Clark. Well, and by we, I mean me. I love Kelly Clarkson like I love few people on this planet. She's been on the show. No, she's been on the show a few times. Mm-hmm. And I still go back to the American Idol days, too, with her unbrushed tongue.
Oh.
You remember?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
You don't remember? Oh, it's a long story. And I have it in writing that she said she would totally make out with me. I don't know if that I still want that I still want to take her up on that.
Sure, but that was,
you know, the whole marriage and all that.
Yeah, it kind of gets in the way. Well, yeah. She's single.
That's true. She is single now. Michelle's up 1-0.
This A-list.
I'm not, by the way. And
just kidding.
Yeah.
This A-list actor says he puked a couple times doing stunts for John Wick, but quote, "That's what makes it good."
Come on.
Who's this actor?
Come on.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Yeah, it's 2-0 for the champ.
What time do the voting polls close today?
Yeah, today's election day. You should know this. Amy.
5?
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Shut up, dummy.
That was really loud, and I'm sorry about that.
Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle, for the win.
Is it 7?
Is it 7? Did you Google?
No.
It's okay if you did. It's not. There's no rules against Googling. It's just
said, no.
Yeah.
Educated guess.
Well, your education is strong. 7 p.m. is correct.
Let's go.
And Michelle Duong's a 2-time champion. Nice job. I get the idea, Amy, that you'd be really good at this if you tried again, because now you've seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hold back, Mama.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then next time when you call and we go, "You seem familiar," then you'll be like, "Yeah,
I am.
I played the game."
All right, sounds good.
Have a great day.
Bye.
We'll see you.
You too. Bye.
We're adding on to Michelle's lengthy list of prizes. Daniel Tosh tickets, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
And she'll be back tomorrow to defend her title as champion of Michaela's hometown.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Two things. Jeff Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order our gourmet go-to meal. Or gourmet. Have I been saying go-to the whole time? Gourmet go-to?
Because it's a gourmet.
Well, it's a. Yes, but it's gourmet to-go meal.
Oh.
Not gourmet go-to meal. Although it really should be your go-to.
Both.
It might have to be. Complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixin' and add-ons, y'all. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. 177-second survey coming up in just a moment. Should Election Day be a federal holiday? Should you? Oh, have you gotten into an argument over have you been able to avoid political arguments? Or have you gotten into an argument over politics, which, by the way, just because it's Election Day today, it ain't going to get any better.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it may only get worse.
Uh-huh.
I thought about this. Like, this may be just the beginning. Oh, sure, nobody's going to come knocking on your door anymore. Oh, sure, you're not going to get all those phone calls or all those texts or any of that stuff. Now it's just going to get worse no matter who wins.
How exciting.
People still argue. It'd be great. Have you ever, Michaela, I'll ask you this now, just yes or no.
Okay.
Have you ever regretted how you voted in a previous election? I do.
No.
I do. I voted. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Would you be willing to sell your vote.
For how much?
Would you be willing? Well, that's the question, isn't it? That's the question.
Okay.
Would you be willing to sell your vote? And somehow I feel like we're doing something illegal just by talking about it on the public airwaves, but I don't know. That's your 177-second survey coming up in just moments with not two tickets to our advanced screening of Wicked, four tickets to our advanced screening of Wicked on Sunday, November 17th. That's not this Sunday, but next. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday at a location that I am not going to disclose. Because I don't want people mobbing up trying to get in.
Yeah, good for you. It's a secret.
Yeah. You know what? You won the tickets fair and square. Yeah. You don't have to put up with that. A 177-second survey coming up in just a minute. Plus, would you like some extra cash? Would that be okay? I mean, again, we figured it out. What is it? 3 paychecks until Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know? So it's time to start thinking about that. And maybe if you could use a little extra scratch.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking our 177-second survey?
That'll be Sheree Lee from South Summerlin.
Oh, hello, Sheree Lee from Summerlin South or South Summerlin? I'm not sure. It makes a difference. Where are we? Are we we've talked about this. Are we neighbors?
Yes. I think because I've called in before.
Yeah, what's your cross street?
Russell and Fort Apache.
Oh, yeah, well, sort of, kind of.
Kind of.
Like, if we wanted to meet in the middle, we could go to B-Dubs on Wallapai, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or Wands. Go to Wands. You ready for your 177-second survey?
Yeah.
1 in 5 people have gotten into an argument over politics with a friend or family member in the past year. Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Not myself was the argument, but the other person was heated about it. I mean...
Oh, they argued with you. You didn't argue back?
Mm-hmm. You were calm.
Yeah.
My buddy Jeremy just hit me up and reminded me that... So he was poking the bear on Saturday because he's got a ball mark that supports a certain candidate at that charity golf tournament that I did.
Yeah.
And there was somebody who spoke up about it.
Sure. And a lot of it. Have you gotten into an argument?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing it. I'm not talking politics with anybody. I don't care. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. My vote is my vote. Your vote is your vote. So whatever. You want to have a discussion, I suppose.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Sure.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I love and respect you regardless. You know what bothers me about this? About all that stuff? It's the people that can't control themselves and feel the need to force their will upon you, and you're an idiot, and your grandparents are idiots, and your family, your entire family are idiots.
Sure.
Because they don't agree with you. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I have spoken. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good, great.
Excuse me, let me climb down off this soapbox.
Come here.
15% of people say they regret how they voted in a previous election. You regret how you voted? Ever? Sheree?
No. I mean, I feel like I try to make the best informed decision I can. I think as long as you, research and know what you're voting for, I feel like you'll stand by what you vote for.
Yeah.
I blew it once on a pretty big election.
Oh, man.
And then I super blew it on a local judge thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I voted for somebody because they were a friend of a friend of a friend type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to jail.
Oh, my God.
After that, I'm like, oh, I voted for that dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Way to go.
It sucks. And it was, when I figured, whoa, what do I care?
Yeah.
Well, I should care. Would you be willing to sell your vote, Sheree? Tell the God's honest truth. Now, we all should say no. We should all say no. But tell the truth. For
$1,000. I would say no, because I feel like our voice is what's most important.
Michaela, $1,000.
No.
Adrian, $1,000.
No.
$5,000.
No.
She giggled, though.
Okay. Press 2, if you would. You don't have to actually say it out loud. Just press 2. phone. If you did, Adrian's reaching. No, Adrian's, I know it doesn't work. It's like, no, okay. So 34% said that they would sell their vote, but they'd have to get at least $5,000 for it. Another 21% said, yeah, I don't care. $100 are up.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, would you give up your right to vote if you could have eternal luck? Eternal luck forever.
No, because I feel like I use my luck for silly things.
So. I don't know. How about Powerball? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
How about Powerball?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel luck is luck. No, listen, I wouldn't give it
that way.
Vote.
You could have my vote for eternal luck. Take my vote, babe.
By the way, 94% of people said, hell yes. Uh-huh. By the way, you are also lucky enough to have 4 tickets to our advanced screening of Wicked. Not telling you where, but I'll tell you when. Sunday, November 17th, 2 p.m., courtesy of Universal Pictures. Now this paid announcement. This Thanksgiving, everyone deserves a chance. This Thanksgiving, everyone deserves a chance to fly. Universal Pictures proudly presents the magical event of the year, Wicked, rated PG, in theaters November 22nd.
Yes! Sell it!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Relationship rehab coming up. We were going to do, yesterday we did cheating or no cheating, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to do it again, because it was fun. However, the first pick today became a little more interesting than what I thought it was. Of course, the answer out of the chute is, yeah, you got to tell him.
Sure.
Of course you got to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Michaela's heels are so freaking dug in.
I'm not moving.
She's got dirt on her shins.
That's right.
Her heels are so dug in. She like always has. She's almost up to her knees. She's so dug in.
That's right.
However, you know, earlier we kind of talked it out a little. And the more we talked, the more there was some gray area on this whole thing. We'll tell you the whole story in just a moment. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, it's Relationship Rehab, which is a bit of a carryover from the first pick earlier this morning. To be honest about this, RJ, I stashed this. And by the way, thank you. Thank you for coming back on with us. RJ called at 6:30 this morning. RJ called at 6:30. And then I got to be honest, I got distracted and I didn't put you on. And that's totally on me. And I apologize.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your grace.
Yeah.
So, Courtney said, I want to say that I love your show. Been a faithful listener ever since I moved to town for a job 5 years ago, which is lovely. Thank you. Anyway, the real reason I'm reaching out, LOL. I need a little advice, says Courtney. Met a really good guy on a dating app. What? That's a unicorn.
How?
That's a unicorn in and of itself. We heard the way to do it is pickleball, but that's another story. I met a really good guy on a dating app, says Courtney. We've already been on 3 dates. Everything is going really, really well. My problem is, and this is the awkward part. What are you doing? What is that noise?
Oh, I'm opening my back door. I'm sorry.
Oh, she was opening her back door.
Oh, letting the cats out?
No, the dog's out. I'm making coffee.
Oh, nice. Nice. Here's the awkward part for Courtney. Been on 3 dates with this guy. Really good dude. She's 9 weeks pregnant. Hey.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me tell the rest of the story. Hang on. I know you really want to tell. She says, now, before you paint me as a hoochie, which God bless her, that's how I know she actually listens, because she knows I use the word hoochie. Before you paint me as a hoochie, I broke up with my old boyfriend about 2 months ago, and I just recently found out I'm expecting, right? 9 weeks.
Yep.
She told the ex, he's not crazy about it, But Courtney says, I am very excited to be having this baby. I also understand that my ex will probably not be a huge part of this process. So this will become obvious in a few months. But at what point, she's asking, do I have to tell the guy, the new guy, that I'm expecting? Now, Michaela and a number of other people jumped in with both feet and said,
yes, you have to tell him.
Right now.
Right away.
Right now. It'll become
no
obvious.
No time.
Now, okay. Courtney says, now think about this. I'm not showing yet. Probably won't for a while. I really like this guy. I don't want to scare him off. There could be a future. I'm reading between the lines and saying that she didn't say that, but I know that sounds silly, says Courtney. Obviously, if we're still together in 3 months, he's going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the really weird yet really cool part. I think this guy can handle it. However, I'm obviously still not 100% sure. She comes back around and asks, do I have to tell him now? Or just keep it light right now. Keep it light. RJ, this is where you come in. Or keep it light for now and wait to drop this on him until things are more serious. RJ, ladies and gentlemen, has lived this situation. So how far pregnant were you when you found out?
So I was actually earlier pregnant than she was. I was like maybe 6-7 weeks along that when I just found out. And me and my ex, we had just broken up, and it was like a for sure done thing, not getting back together. So then I started talking to this guy who I met on a dating app as well.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then found out that I was pregnant, told him right away, said we shouldn't continue things because I'm pregnant, and we're still together till this day. He was okay with it, and he handled it very well, and he still wanted to get to know me and be with me and continue things with me.
Oh, my God, that literally gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are a lot of men, good men out there still. There are men who will just say, you know, not my problem, and leave. But there are men who will be like, hey, if you don't have a support system or I still want to continue things along, I want to be there for you. You know what I mean? So a lot of men will react differently, but I have been in this situation before, and I think she should tell him right away.
Oh, just because, just to see how things play out.
Right.
Because she's saying, if I'm reading between the lines here, and this is where things got muddy earlier, was, yeah, but if you do tell him and he bails right away,
then it wasn't meant to be.
That's how I feel too. Like this, and listen, there's nothing wrong with the guy the minute you tell him right away. There's nothing wrong with him being like, hey, I'm actually not interested in this. I didn't say that doesn't make him a bad guy. It just gives him all the cards to play with as opposed to finding out later. But I'm so happy this worked out for you, RJ. Like your man was cool with it.
Congratulations on your hotness.
Oh my God.
He was like, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why I called in, because I was like, I was just in this situation a couple years ago.
Wow.
Huh.
That's amazing.
And it was like, oh my goodness. And I was laughing in the car the whole time. I was like, this was so funny. It was like deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your coffee. So that, and Michaela feels vindicated, but for a totally different reason.
I do. I'm sitting here very pleased.
No, she's very.
Go ahead, my little truth tellers. You go, RJ.
She's scooted back a little bit. She's crossed her legs.
I don't want to do too much.
She's like, oh, I'm a winner today.
Yeah, I'm not going to say. I don't want to have to say it.
No matter what happens in the election, I've come out on the side of right. Yeah. That's right.
This was my election, and I won.
That's right. No matter what happens.
RJ's my VP. Well, actually, you could be the president. I'll be your VP.
That's awesome. All right, go enjoy your coffee. Let the dogs back in. Oh, the dogs want your attention. All right, we'll see you later. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, 702-364-9898. Do you have to? That's one side. Just because it worked out for RJ.
Yeah.
Do you have to drop it right away? And I like, here's why I like the idea of maybe waiting. I'm firmly on the other side of wait.
Fair.
Because so many people jump up and down. Oh, you got to tell them right. Total honesty. But they don't really have the guts to go through with it. They don't.
Yeah.
Everybody always says, oh, you have to tell them. I demand to know everything at all times, everything. Yeah, but you don't.
Yeah, but just because you don't have the guts to do it doesn't mean you still shouldn't. It just means get braver.
I'm trying to operate in reality.
I heard that.
I know. I hear what you're saying. I really do. However, now just play this out.
All right.
How do you know? See, here's the thing. You go a little while longer, and then if the feelings start to get deeper, your chances of him being like RJ's guy get greater, don't they? I mean, so what? If he's going to blow up and go, you should have told me, then he was going to be gone anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think that's fair to him. Because he's starting to fall in love with you, and then now as he's in love, you're like, hey, by the way, I have a baby in my belly.
Fair schmear. She didn't know about it. She didn't have to tell him everything. She can go, hey, guess what I just found out?
I think she does. Listen, you're firm on your side, I'm firm on mine. I'm not moving.
I suppose. 702-364-9898. Why don't we just do a quick five call says it all. Five quick ones. Do you got to tell right now? Or can you wait a little bit? Mm-hmm. Maybe like, hey, Merry Christmas. And then, the ultrasound thing. I don't know how all that works. I don't know nothing about having no babies, but whatever.
Something's right got to hold on. In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I ain't kidding. Fall into 5K a day. Your share of $140,000 in cash in $5,000 chunks just for downloading the Odyssey app and listening for an hour, which you pretty much probably already do.
Yeah.
Details on that in just a moment, even though I basically told you everything. Well,
I don't know why that made me laugh. When you literally share everything, then you're like, details in a couple of minutes. And you know what? Actually, I just said them all. So.
Those really are the details. Pretty much. I mean, the rest of it.
I do that all the time.
They'll use fancy words and, zips and zaps and, you could win money. Odyssey app.
Uh-huh.
All of that. The official stuff. Pretty much told you everything you need to know.
Yeah, that's it. The end.
It's good. You know what story you have not told me yet?
What?
Michaela comes in. Yesterday was Monday?
Oh, my God.
Eyes like saucers.
Exhausted.
And yesterday morning, he's like, how are you? Oh, wiped out. Why? Because of the fallback? That seems counterintuitive. Well, Lisa came home from Puerto Vallarta because she stayed the entire week.
Yeah, that's right. I had to come home early for another gig.
For Town Scary. She came early for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. For you
people,
guys.
For Town Scary.
What is that?
Yeah, just another gig.
Yeah, it was Town Scary, Michaela Doy.
So then you had to pick Lisa up at the airport Sunday night.
Yep. Yes.
Late. So that interrupts your sleep schedule.
Of course.
And then in the middle of the night, you thought your house was being robbed?
So we finally go to bed at like midnight. I have to be up early to do our show. So I am, listen, when I'm asleep, I'm sound asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm out. But all of a sudden, we hear this humongous bang, me and Lisa. And we jump out of the bed simultaneously. Here's the problem with same-sex relationships. No one knows who's going to get through the door first, and we both think that we're the braver one. So as we both hop out of the bed to get out the door to the living room, we get stuck in the doorway.
Seriously, like,
and I'm like,
those,
Lisa, move.
Like one of those old school black and white comedies where they're wedged into the door. Watch it, you numbskull.
1,000,000%. But I'm also irritated because it took me so long to fall asleep, and then I was sound asleep, and I'm like, come on, this can't be happening. I finally fell asleep. And she's like, well, the robber doesn't care. And I'm like, move, Lisa. So we're fighting, trying to get through the door. Oh my God, two idiots. We get to the living room. Thank God. It was just a very windy night. And I forgot to fully lock the door. So it had blast open.
Like your front door?
My front door. Yeah, my front door. Blast open. Blast open. There was no robbers. What we did learn was that if there was, I don't know if Lisa and I would have made it because we couldn't even get out the door wedge fast enough. We had to have a team meeting after that. We were like, okay, this is how it's going to go down moving forward. Who's in charge here? It's still going to be me. She's got the more powerful tools, but I'm going to be taking charge. I know.
And meanwhile, the two of you are standing there half naked in the middle of your living room.
Yeah, right fighting. There.
Great.
They'd be like, you know what? You guys are dysfunctional. I'm just going to leave. Even the robber would have been like, enough.
Adrian has a question.
For the fourth straight day, Michaela, I just want to let you know.
Fourth?
You stress me out.
Why does this stress you out? Why does it stress you out?
Oh, yeah.
It's unfathomable. Huh? To not close the front door.
It's hard to wrap your head around.
Is that yes.
Yeah. How do you not know your door's not
deeply, locked? I hear that deeply, but I was so tired. I shut the door. I thought I locked it. You just do. Or maybe people don't, but I do.
I'm so tired I can't shut the door and lock it.
I thought I did.
And check the door like an adult?
Yeah, I thought I did. And I did it, all right? Who's on trial here, okay? I almost got robbed.
No trial.
Wrong. Don't you want to protect me right now instead of you're yelling at me for not locking my door like a grown-up?
Give me a minute to consider all the options.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, I can't believe this at all.
What?
If there's an alien invasion in America... This website just did a study to determine who's better off in an alien invasion, taking into account things like the number of UFO sightings, landscape and terrain, defense, science and medical resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing. Virginia, best alien survival score. Alabama, second. Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Alaska, and Georgia rounding out the top 10.
Wow.
The state where you have the lowest chance of survival, the great state of Nevada.
Oh, my God. Why? Not sure. We've got Area 51. They'd have a little place to make a stop. Have they seen the alien beef jerky on the way to L.A.? We've got more than enough
of
them.
We know the best way to defeat them, because we have captured them and studied them at Area 51.
Yeah.
We also have the secret weapons that are being manufactured, or at least tested, at Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Nellis Air Force Base right here.
Yeah.
And food manufacturing, we already got enough stored up.
Yeah, but also aliens don't bother coming down right now to any state. It's a little bit of a mess. We're working through a lot of things right now. It's better you just stay where you are and don't make any appearances anywhere in the United States.
Well, I guess because Michaela told you not to.
They're listening. And,
okay.
They love this show, actually.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I've never thought of Halloween as being a big prank night, although that's really kind of at the basis of it.
Yeah, same, actually.
You know, and a long time ago, I know in previous generations, there were tricks.
Yeah.
As well as treats. People in Ireland have not gotten the memo that you can't believe everything you hear from the internet. Thousands of people in Dublin turned out for a Halloween parade that didn't exist. We used to do, honestly, we opened an underground shopping mall that people turned up for, and we did do an April Fool's parade one year.
So, here?
Here, yeah.
Stop.
So, I feel this, but it was all pre-social media. A website called My Spirit Halloween claimed a big parade would be going through Dublin on Halloween night. News spread on social media. Turned out, well, of course, there was no parade.
Oh my God. Wait, that's kind of sad, but also kind of genius.
The website was based in Pakistan. The whole thing was a hoax. Somebody posted a video from their apartment of people lining the street waiting for it to start. It was supposed to get going around 7. There were literally hundreds might be a stretch, but it was more than 100.
Oh my God.
On the tree. There were plenty. Took about an hour for people to figure out that it wasn't just late, that it really wasn't happening. Police had to put out a statement saying, contrary to information being circulated online, no Halloween parade is scheduled to take place. Please disperse safely, because they were worried it might turn into a riot.
Yeah.
Where people were mad because they didn't get their Halloween parade.
This is a good sign that people want the Halloween parade. So if you really do one next year, they might show up.
And truly, how would you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, really, we all laugh and go, stupid Irish. But really, how would you know?
Show up. You're looking for things to do with your kids or something fun for yourself. You're going to show up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this just hurts my heart. People, we've got to get out. We've got to learn to see each other face to face. And in a new survey, 39% of Americans say they've not made a new friend in over a year.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. I think this is real.
2 out of 5.
Yeah.
4 out of 10.
Listen, people I know have told me this. It's very hard for them to leave. They've got a lot of social anxiety. And after the pandemic, it's just not been the same.
Similar percentage haven't gone to a party in at least 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know why? It's because, and I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying it's not a real thing. But it used to be, we didn't give in to it.
Right.
We just didn't. We went, okay, you know what? Yes, this... just because it's, I'm not going to get into this.
Well, listen, you're making a great point.
I know.
Because also we've got social media now. Like back in the day, you had to leave your house to go make friends and have a social life. Now social media has taken over. You have friends on the internet. You don't leave, but it's like, it's not real.
Yeah. And you sit there and you're fine doom scrolling for 4 hours.
Yeah.
The numbers are probably even more extreme than that. Did I say about the part about a similar percentage haven't gone to a party in the last 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not a big party guy, but to me, you could qualify party as, hey, we're all going to meet at PT's.
Totally. Coffee, whatever.
And let's hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are probably even more extreme than that because this was only a survey of people who say that they enjoy traveling with friends.
Wow.
37% of people say that they feel like they've been in a rut socially. 26% say that their social lives feel repetitive. Not everybody in the survey could even name a best friend.
Oh my God, what kind of world are we living in?
I'm telling you, we're going to get through the holidays. Come and say hello at Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Just come and be around other people at Toy Drive where we're, 30 days away. 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm telling you, after the first of the year, we're doing some social stuff.
Yes, dude.
Where we're like-minded people and we all got to get out together.
Yeah, and there'll be hugs for everybody.
And you're coming. We won't accept no for answer. Yeah, great. Throw your little party. I'm not showing up. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family.
meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Don't forget, you see it now, the Star Wars movies, and you see that it's old technology.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
This is cool. The scrolling text at the beginning of the early Star Wars movies. You do that now on your phone.
I know.
On your social media posts. They did it by printing out the entire thing and having a camera slowly roll over it, and then they played it backwards.
No way.
True story. True story.
Oh, we don't appreciate anything in this generation.
The mascots on kids' cereal boxes, like Tony the Tiger. Check this out next time you go to the store. Like Tony the Tiger, any of the other drawings on cereal?
Yeah.
Are drawn so that their eyes are looking slightly downward. It's just a little trick to make sure that if the boxes are on a high shelf at the grocery store, that mascot is looking your kid right in the eyes.
Oh my God.
Heck yeah, dude.
Genius.
I love stuff like that. Absolutely. The original reels of Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz, and many of these other classic movies and TV shows are stored in an underground salt mine in Kansas.
Wait, that's kind of cool.
I don't know any more than that, and I don't think I need to.
It's oh, no, good. I love it. Yeah, I just right? Now that's kind of stuff I
and
like.
And by the way, I hope it's a secret. I hope only a handful of people know.
Know where it is.
Kind of like the 11 herbs and spices or the recipe for Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just not like Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, drink it.
No, start with me. So the more you know before we go, let's bounce. It seems odd that on a Tuesday, I don't have anything, but I don't. So follow me for a big chunk of nothing at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I promise you, if you tag me and stuff, I'll like it for you. You can also follow us as a collective at 985-KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Go check out the latest edition of Unlikely with special guest MGK, Machine Gun Kelly himself.
And Michaela Gordon.
Yeah, listen, you can check me out actually from 2 to 4 today. I will be at the Next Gen America at the Back to the 80s Cafe next to UNLV.
We had so much fun when we did that last week.
You did, yeah.
That place is a trip. And they really just want you to, hey, get out and vote today.
Yeah, come see me. I'll be there. We'll hang out together.
Yeah, go see Michaela. The food is really great. Get the cheese fries.
Yum.
Yeah, I'm telling you, get the cheese fries. Did I say already? Get out and vote. Get out and vote.
Yeah.
We don't even care who you vote for. As long as you vote, mostly just so you have the ability to complain when it's all said and done. And assuming the world doesn't implode between now and then, we'll see you.
True.
I figure we got at least another 24 hours in us.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens after that. So we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Well, and if things all do go down, listen here for the best evacuation routes and the best ways to save yourself. Because who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows?
The world's such a funny spot. I'll tell you what, if it all does go down, we're going to go out laughing.
Yeah.
We're going to go out laughing. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy and go vote.
No, really, be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.